Now, if you are of the belief that that Klal Yisrael's leaders, no matter how great they are still human and are still flawed, you'll find a lot of evidence in this week's parsha to such a thing, that Malachi Hashem are Malachi Hashem, and human beings are human beings. There are some very, very, very great human beings, some human beings whose greatness is so great that we can't even begin to comprehend it, but there's nobody that's beyond the possibility of doing an Aveira every now and then. And we find in this week's parsha that Aaron HaKohen not only enables the Chedah, that not only does Aaron HaKohen enable the Cheda Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu does something which seems really very, very troubling, at least in the moment that it's done, even if he gets a Yashakayach for it afterwards. You know, let's start with Aaron. Aaron, the Avodah Zarah is not just any Avera. It's the very worst Avera Beit Olam HaMakom that exists. It's a total betrayal of Hashem. And here we have the Dardea. Thousands of Jews throughout history have been Moser Nefesh to avoid this Avera. And the Dardea, it led by Aaron HaKohen, does this what seems like an Avera of Avodah Zarah. So that's troubling on the surface. Furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu breaking the Luchos doesn't seem to be much better. You know, I hope to never be in the room or in a shul at a time when a Sefer Torah falls. I am told it is a very jarring experience when you're there and a Sefer Torah falls. I can't even imagine what it would be like, if you could even think of such a thing, that somebody would go take a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh or Rachmana Litzlan, throw it to the ground. But if you think about it, Moshe Rabbeinu did even worse than that. Moshe Rabbeinu had the original set of luchos, and he consciously threw it to the ground and smashed the luchos. Yeah, he got a yeshkach for it later, but how in the moment could he have allowed himself to get angry enough to do something like that? So I want to talk a little bit about an idea that is highlighted mostly by Chassidus, and I will be honest with you, it's an idea that I have struggled with and do struggle with, and I'm still not sure what I think about it. But having said that, even though it's an idea that's highlighted mostly by Chassidus, it is also highlighted by Chamudei Daniel, Rav Daniel Stein, in his piece on this week's Parsha, which is, you know, a little bit surprising. The idea is that, you know, I think how we speak about it also makes a difference. You know, if speaking about it will provide certain people with inspiration for future growth. And the topic is, the idea is that sometimes an Avera has positive value to it, which seems like a total stira minei ubei, that an Avera is something negative. So how could there be positivity to an Avera? An Avera is something terrible. It's going against what the Ratzon Hashem is. So what does it mean that there's positive value to an Avera? But it seems that there is this idea, not that Averos are good, but that there is positive value very often to an Avera that is to Averos that are done. I remember the first time I heard Rav Moshe Weinberger speak about this concept, I was very, very confused. I had a long schmooze with Rav Moshe Tzvi afterwards, like, why is this okay? You know, like, what's the idea over here that we're like telling people now Averos are a good thing, that you should be like proud that you did an Avera? So let's express it the way Rav Stein expresses it in Chamudei Daniel. He brings two examples. First, he begins with a comment of the Chasam Sofer on Parshas Bahar about Aaron HaKohen. Torah tells us of the Mishkan and its Kelim twice. First in Parshas Truma and Tzaveh, and then again in Vayakal Pekudei. And in between, we learn about the Cheda Egel and the Shviras Haluchos. So the Chasam Sofer explains, based on a comment of the Chovas Halvavos, that sometimes a single Avera of a Tzaddik can accomplish more than all of the mitzvos of that Tzaddik had accomplished. Because the Avera could sometimes bring about a certain sense of humility and perspective that enables him to become an even greater tzaddik. And that's why the Pasuk says, Toras emes hoysa b'fihu, and verabim heshiv me'avon. And the Gemara in Chulin Daf Peites says, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, Choshkani b'chem sha'afilu b'sho sh'ani mashpia l'chem gedula, atem ma'atem atzmechem l'fanai. That when I give you gedula, you minimize yourself. Nasati gedula l'Avram, I gave power and gedula to Avram Avinu, amar l'fanai v'anochi afar ve'efer. And he totally humbled himself and he said, anochi afar ve'efer. L'moshe v'aron, I gave gedula, I gave kavod and power to Moshe and Aaron, amru v'nachnu ma. L'David, I gave power to David, political power to David, Amar v'anochi tola'as v'lo ish. The humility of these three tzaddikim is expressed in three phrases. Anochi ofer ve'efer of Avram Avinu, v'nachnu ma of Moshe Rabbeinu, and v'anochi tola'as v'lo ish of David HaMelech. So Chassam Sofer points out the Rashi Tevus of efer, ma, and tola'as are emes. When the Navi Malachi praises Aaron, he alludes to the combined humility by saying, Torah's emes haisa b'fihu. That Torah, by aiding in the Cheder Egel, it was Torah's emes haisa b'fihu, that he achieved a level of humility that was the equivalent of the humility of Avram Avinu, of Moshe Rabbeinu, and of David HaMelech. That through leading that that Aveira, he was so humbled that he achieved a certain sense of humility that was as great as the most humble people and the greatest leaders in the history of Klal Yisrael. And then immediately following the Egel, he becomes the Kohen Gadol, because that humility is what prepared him to become the Kohen Gadol. In fact, the Medrash quoted by Rashi tells us that Aaron was very hesitant about becoming the Kohen Gadol because he felt guilty about the Cheder Egel. How can I become the Kohen Gadol? I just enabled the Cheder Egel. And Hashem responds, Lekach Nivcharta. Lekach Nivcharta doesn't mean that you are being appointed as a Kohen Gadol despite your role in the Egel. It means you're being appointed the Kohen Gadol because of your role in the Egel, because you were involved in that Avera. In Shvilei Pinchas, Rav Pinchas Friedman elaborates on the idea based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Dalet. The Gemara tells us, Amar Rav Shem Levi lo osi Yisrael as ha'egel el liten pischon pel lebalei tshuva. That the Egel was an Avera that had to happen in order to make tshuva possible in future generations. It's a Gemara. Baal Shem Tov explains that the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, it's a Hasidish reading of a Mishnah, but the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chavtes, says, Zeh klal, kol she'enu mechuyuv bedavar, enu motzias harabim yedei chovasan. So we know what that means in Halacha, but in Hasidus, the Baal Shem Tov explains that it means that a tzaddik or a leader that's not mechuyuv bedavar, that's not chayiv for that aveira, enu motzias harabim yedei chovasan, is not going to be able to help the rabim achieve kapara for that aveira. The leader who's going to lead them to kapara has to also have a little bit of a portion in that Aveira. He has to lead them out of their mess. He has to understand their mess. He also has to have stumbled somewhat. In fact, the Gemara Chagiga Daf Chav Beis tells us that HaMatbil Kli B'toch Kli, that it doesn't work. If you have one Kli inside of another Kli and you dip them in the mikvah, it doesn't work to be Metaher, the inner Kalim, unless there's a Keshvoferes HaNod, there's a certain passageway where water can flow in between the Kalim. However, says the Gemara, if the outer Kli is tamei as well, then the inner kli is going to become tahor even without the opening of a shvoferes hanod. If the outer kli is tahor, it's not sufficiently connected to the inner tamei kli to allow the purification of the inner kli. But when the outer kli is tamei, it's able, it can enable the tahara of the inner kli, agav the tahara of the outer kli, and that's representative of this same idea that in order for the to be motzias harabim yidei chavasim, so to speak, to be mechaper for other people, a person needs to be chayiv himself. The Chassam Sofer in his drashos in Parshas Kisisa explains that that's why Para Aduma is mechaper for the Cheder Egel, because the uniqueness of Para Aduma is that it's metaris atmeim and metameis atahorim. Because sometimes in order to be metaris atmeim, the tahorim need to get a little dirty also. The tahorim need to have a little bit of tuma as well. Again, a very difficult and troubling idea, but the idea being that sometimes through an Aveira, a person has certain capabilities to accomplish what he otherwise could not have accomplished, whether it be in relating to other people and inspiring other people, or whether it be in as far as humbling himself. Rav Stein explains that in fact even the Shviras Haluchos is explained in this context. In the Sefer Chuos Chain, he explains that when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Aver of Klal Yisrael, he chose to destroy the Luchos rather than to put them aside for later, for after they do tshuva. Why destroy them? Why not just say, okay, they're not ready for them yet, I'm going to put them away, and when they're ready, it's like a parent buys a treat for a child, right? And then he comes home and the kid is having a meltdown, right? He's having, okay, he doesn't deserve this treat right now, so what does his parent do? Does he throw the treat in the garbage? No, he puts it away. One day he's going to have a good day, and when he has a good day and he does something nice, I'm going to take the treat out. But that's not what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He has the luchos, he chooses to destroy them rather than to just put them away. And it says the Chuos Chaim, because Moshe Rabbeinu realized that if he's going to lead the nation out of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, he had to be part of the Aveira also. And how can Moshe Rabbeinu be part of Avodah Zarah? Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Hei, tells us, HaMeshaber Kelov B'chamaso. When you break something in anger, Yehei Be'inecha Ke Oved Avodah Zarah. You should view such a person as an Oved Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I see a nation that's Oved Avodah Zarah and I'm supposed to lead this nation, I have to have a little bit of a shemitz of Avodah Zarah in me. Vayichar af Moshe, vayishlach miyadav esaluchos, vayishaber osam. So he expressed anger, which is akin to Avodah Zarah. And therefore, he was now going to be able to be the one to lead them to the tshuva that they needed. But again, this idea is very, very troubling. Meaning, what is an Aveira if it's not an outright rebellion against the Ribbono Shel Olam? If it's not something that you are not supposed to do, how can you ever celebrate an Aveira? So, okay, the simple answer is, no, this is retrospective. It's not prospective. I mean, maybe for Moshe Rabbeinu it was, but he was on a different level. We can't understand that. But for us, you know, we would never say, well, you know, you've been tzaddik your whole life. How are you ever going to relate to people? Go do some aveiros. You know, there is such a concept that people sometimes even I've heard even educators, you know, say, go get it out of your system. You know, that's not what we do. We don't like go get things out of our system by doing terrible things and doing aveiros. That's not proper. That's not at all the right thing to do. In retrospect, instead of letting it crush you and feeling that you have no hope and that you're a lowlife and that there's nothing that will ever become of you, a person is supposed to take a look back at his averos and figure out how he can use them to inspire himself. But even retrospectively, it's so hard to understand. An averos should be something, right? You look at the Rambam Hilchos Teshuva, there's charata. What does charata mean? It means I regret it. It means I feel terribly about it. It means I feel horribly about it. Right? What does this mean? That we're celebrating an averos, that we take an averos and we say, oh, through this Aveira, I'm going to accomplish good. So I think it means two things. First of all, there is the concept of nuance. And that is that there are very few actions that are purely good or purely bad. Rav Huttner in the Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkos in Maimer Nun Beis, Oschess, says that every single Aveira a person does has some good in it also. Because if there were not any good in it, there would be no path to tshuva. Meaning, if there's no nitzotz there, if there's nothing there, there's no spark to grab onto, well, then it would be pure evil. And pure evil, you can't have tshuva that turns it into, tshuva me'ava turns it into a zechus, or even tshuva mir. You won't have the ability to do a mitzvah of tshuva through something that has no goodness. You have to find that goodness in it, and then be able to build from there. And he points to the Chedei Egel being delayed until machar, the next day. That's the silver lining of the Chedei Egel. The Chedei Egel was almost pure evil, except they didn't do it with Zrizus. They waited until the next day. And there was a little bit of something. There was that was the little spark, the little goodness that was in that Aveira, and we could build from there. So Aaron led Klal Yisrael in the Aveira, but they didn't do it right away. Within the Aveira, there was that subconscious sense that what they were doing wasn't right, and that's why they weren't eager to do it right away. In fact, Rav Tzaduk explains that that's why, even though the Torah says, Arba'im Yakenu, we only give 39 Malchios, we don't give 40 Malchios, because if a person commits an Aveira that's pure evil, he would deserve 40 Malchios. But since we're not capable of pure evil, and even when we do things that are bad, there's always some silver lining, some shemets of goodness in there somehow. Our every Aveira has some element of good, so we only receive 39 lashes. Now, there are times where that element of good within an Aveira is more obvious than others. I've told the story in the past, I've heard from Rabbi Breidowitz, where Breidowitz said when he was involved in NCSY, when he was living in the States, There was an NCSY girl, a high school girl, who whose parents absolutely forbade her from observing Shabbos. They said, that's not what we do. You can't. But she was falling in love with Judaism, and she was going to NCSY Shabbatons, and she wanted to light Shabbos candles. So what she did was, she waited until very, very late at night on a Friday night, after her parents went to sleep. And at 11:30 p.m. on Friday night, she took two candles, snuck into the bathroom, made a bracha, lit the two candles, and then quickly blew them out. Now, can you even enumerate all the averos that she did in that? Right, she went into the bathroom and said a bracha in the bathroom. It was a bracha levatala. It was havara on Shabbos. It was she was mechaba esh on Shabbos. The averos, it's just crazy how many averos she did. It's not so hard to see the silver lining in that avera, though, right? To see the goodness in that avera. Now, other averos, not so easy to see the goodness in. But there has to be, Rav Huttner says, there's got to be some goodness. It reminds me a little bit of what Rav Tversky quoted from his mother, Allah Shalom, that he said his mother had a vart, which said that Yitzchak loves Esau. When the Pasuk says that Yitzchak loves Esau, then that Rivka loved Yaakov. It doesn't just say that Rivka chose Yaakov and Yitzchak chose Esau. It says Rivka oheves as Yaakov, and Yitzchak was ahav in past tense Esav. Why is it that by Esav, Yitzchak's love of Esav was past tense, and Rivka's love of Yaakov, it was present tense? So if Tversky quoted from his mother that when it comes to a Yaakov, where everything was good, so there's this constant stream of love. It was everything about him there was you were able to love. When it came to Esav, there were only a few nekudos of goodness. And the way Yitzchak loved him was by focusing on those, sparks of goodness and those moments of goodness, because no matter where a person, how far a person has fallen, there are always those sparks. So he was described in past tense because Yitzchak would find that, and that's where he built his love from. Tversky commented when I was in Menachem Aval to him, he said that his mother was so was so non-assertive and was so behind the scenes and was not out there and doing. Yeah, he said, can you imagine how many more gems like that we, he referred to this vart. So can you imagine how many more gems like that we probably lost out on because of her personality was that way? He said, but because her personality was that way and because that's the way she lived her life, she enabled everybody else around her to accomplish so many more great things. So on a whole, it was probably a win, but she was capable of such gems. So a similar notion when it comes to, just like when it comes to an evil person, there's always some good. When it comes to an evil deed, there's always some good somewhere in there. So that's on one level, the value of an avera. But secondly, and the thing that seems to be highlighted more, is the dejection one feels when they do an avera can be used productively. I mean, it could be used in a very destructive way, where a person says, okay, that's it, for fallen, it's lost, I'm done, there's nothing I could do, I can make of myself anymore, I'm acher, right, that I can't do tshuva anymore. Or it could be used in a productive way, where a person feels a sense of humility, and that sense of humility drives the person to a greater sense of avodas Hashem. The Balatanya writes in Perchavav, he says, Masha Kasov b'chol etzev ye mosar, pirushia eza yisron u'maylem ezeh. He says, sadness generally is not a good thing. Depression is not a good thing. So what does it mean, b'chol etzev ye mosar? So Balatanya writes that it's gonna be, there is a yisron, there's a maila from this. Hine adrabo miloshen ze mashma, she esev mitzad atzmo ein bo maila, rak she yagia v'yavo mimenu eza yisron. That the sadness itself is not good, but through it a person can achieve a certain maila. V'hainu hasimcha ha'amitis b'Hashem Elokav haba achar ha'etzav ha'amiti li'itim uzumanim al avonosav b'mar nafsho v'lev nishbar. That if a person does an avera and he's bitter about it and he's upset about it and he's brokenhearted about it, that can lead to a certain great simcha of kirvas elokim. Shal yidei zeh nishbar ruach hatumah v'sitra achra u'mechitza shal barzel mafsekes beino. that breaks down the barrier between him and the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tes tells us that Hashem searched all of the midos that will help inspire greater avodas Hashem, and he discovered Yafa Aniyusa LiYisrael, that there's nothing as good for the Jewish people as poverty. Why? Because poverty is humbling, and humbled people make for greater Ovdei Hashem. And that's the second value of an Aver, if you could say such words, is that the humbling experience of realizing that I'm not perfect, that I didn't do everything, that I don't live up to my own expectations of myself or to the Ribbono Shel Olam's expectations of me, that humbling experience can drive a person. Parenthetically, I was in the Rebbe's room upstairs a couple of weeks ago, and Rav Shechter quoted that Gemara in Gemara Chagig. He says, "Yafa ani yisli." So he said, "The yeshiva is very makbid to make sure that we are that we're very good people. So we make sure that all the Rosh Yeshiva are aniyim, that we're yafa ani yisli." So he was joking. We're not all aniyim, Baruch Hashem. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say a big chiddush. You're not supposed to do averos, right? At the end of the day, averos are things that you should avoid. But it's a fact of our existence that we have done averos and that we likely will do many more averos. So our job is to fight our yetzer hara, to avoid all averos to the best of our ability, to always push ourselves to become better, but we'll often succeed and sometimes we'll fail. And when we fail, we then have to, again, retrospectively, be able to use those failures as the impetus for future success, either in finding where was the goodness in the Avera, or achieving that sense of humility, that sense of anivus that a person has to have in order to inspire greater avodas Hashem. Okay.